Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Jack P. Shepherd and I'm joined with
Ben Price.
And here we are to talk about The Games, which has just been on ITV, and our co-host, Coulson, took part in it, didn't he? And he is doing all week.
He is doing all week. He's there all week. They've invited him for the full week. It was Aquatic Centre. No stairs to run down this time, but it was Aquatic Centre. Big stuff, that, Jack.
All water tonight, wasn't it?
All water. All aquatics. Canoe. So, let's just quickly run down with what we saw. Men's 50 metre swimming.
Yeah.
Final, the dive off.
Yeah.
Very good.
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain. Splash. Pencil Mountain. Pencil stroke ruler mountain. There was a few there, weren't there? There was a few splashes. Some trunks came off.
And then finish off with the canoe slalom.
Canoe slalom, a bit of controversy. And then bringing up, last event was girls 50 metre breaststroke.
Yeah.
So what I'm gathering here, Jack, is I think this was your... I'm potentially thinking this was your favourite night tonight.
Well, I figured he would bomb out in all the pool activities using the key ingredient that he couldn't swim.
Well, I'll tell you what, they covered that very well on the show. So for those of people who don't listen to the podcast, you should be... Go back on the other episodes of Series 1 when we talk about the Olympics. But he hadn't swam at all
now
5 weeks ago.
So amazing to even to be able to swim, let alone compete in a race live on national television.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ballsy.
It's ballsy. He's back. He's ready. If we want to bring him in, he's ready. Do we want to bring him in?
Bring him in and he can explain.
Here he is, here he is. I wonder if he'd keep his goggles on. And his hat.
Hello.
There he is.
There he is.
Just done the 400 metres from the lobby to the hotel room so that I wasn't late for you.
Did you time yourself?
Yeah, I was a few seconds slower. I'd have been sixth tonight.
So, Coulson, welcome. Big night for you, I felt, this one. I think you cemented yourself. It was Aquatic Centre. Just straight off the bat, how are you feeling?
Yeah, buzzing. Really happy. Like I said, I've not felt nervous going into any of them. But then today there was a bit where I was like, I don't want to swim. I don't want to do it. I'm not good at it. I don't like it. I don't want to do it.
So let's do that first. Let's cover first event, straight off, 50 metre swim. Me and Jack were just talking about it. You couldn't swim 5 weeks ago, is that right?
No, yeah.
We've got 50 metres swim. You went top, long shorts. Some people went very tiny shorts.
Some people went very small shorts. Yeah, I was always going to go bodysuit of some sort. I said that early on in like contract negotiations for this show.
What colour hat did you have?
You're purple, gang. You're purple, aren't you?
Well, I'm Burnley colours, claret and blue.
Yeah.
But I had black cap on.
Yeah.
Because, bit of a malfunction in the Games HQ today, we were all in the same coloured caps. And the commentators in the rehearsals were like, we can't have them in the same coloured caps. So they've been at Sports Direct, and it was, what can we get his hands on?
You're lining up, we're off. Now, your best time, your PB, was 57, was it?
58, 57, yeah, one of them.
57, 58. So all you're doing, like you said, Very good VT for you, by the way. They made a lot of this.
Yeah, you got coverage. You got coverage.
Major coverage. He couldn't swim. He couldn't walk 10 weeks ago. He was born 3 months ago. He's just learned to swim. You got a lot of very good coverage, Colson. You got the personal journey coverage, I felt.
Yeah, you did. Colson's story. This is what we got.
We could always have had music over it. Very, very good. Everyone was really nice about you.
Yeah, that's nice knowing, obviously. It's weird because we haven't seen it. And I said today in the rehearsal, I said, the one thing that is getting me in the pool today is like the story side of things. Like, I feel the only reason that I am jumping in the pool on this show is for the story of the fact that I almost deserve to do it for myself because I taught myself to swim, don't like being in water, brings shit back, and now I'm doing it and I'm in a different place and I'm doing it. So I'm glad that that's come across. That's what I wanted.
They did a very good job on that. So just lead us through. We're going off the gun. Your bomb up. Good start.
It was a good start.
Yeah. I think it was a good start. See, I have a thing where I fidget before I jump. So, like, I knew that it was a bit about going off the B of the buzz, basically. And I felt like I went off the B of the buzz. Whereas yesterday, I didn't go on the B of the buzz.
What's the B of the buzz?
Don't know. It's technical, Jack's technical. We're not swimmers, Jack.
I've been in training for 8 weeks.
You go on the B of the buzz. I know all that. I know that.
B of the buzz. And on track and field, Jack, it's B of the bang. B of the bang.
Right.
B of the bang. B of the buzz. Off. Now, who did you think was going to win?
Wes or Ryan Thomas?
All the commentators have talked up Max being really, really good.
Max is great in the pool. He's quick. And Max is, bless him, he is having a rum do. Like, he's getting everything on this. But with the, you know, torn eardrum, I thought it might hold him back. But, I mean, it must have been close between all four of the first four.
Do you know what, Colson? So, our predictions in swim, Jack predicted six.
Hey, yes,
back of the net. I predicted six.
Hey, well done.
However, you weren't that far behind.
I'd said going into it that I wanted to be sub 55 seconds, just around that number. That was the last swim I did was 57, and I wanted to get below 55 on the night, and I thought the adrenaline would take me there. But then when I got out of the pool, when I finished, the swimming coach went, "Look up, look up." And when I looked up and saw 47, I was buzzing. Like, buzzing. Full, ever small, what have you done to make you feel proud?
Yeah, shave 10 seconds.
Yeah, shave 10 seconds. I mean, because when they all finished, I was expecting finish, ad break, then Colson finishes.
Yeah.
You were close. And what was so funny, Colson, was Wes finished first.
And the camera went to you.
The camera went to you.
Yeah, straight away.
The camera went to you straight away. He went, "Oh, yes, he's won. Great. Colson."
And they went, "But look at Colson.
What a personal journey. I'm crying tears in the aquatic centre.
Back to you in the studio.
It's one of the greatest comebacks I've seen. Woof. So you're buzzing with that. Swimming, you've got well happy because you, as you said, it's a battle against yourself.
Massive thing, that. Massive thing. Like, childhood thing. Like, I have made 10-year-old Colson proud.
Yeah, your dad looked excited on the VT.
Oh, what happened?
What's going on here? Because my dad hasn't been... Jack, he's only been once. And they're putting him in every episode.
He looks shit bored.
What's going on? Because all I'm getting off my mates is texts about Big Nick stealing the show. Jack, he's been once.
Big Nick looks...
editing him in?
Like he's an Olympic parent.
They've obviously got one shot of
one
him.
One shot of
there.
Him. And he's
and
looking
it's
at
the
you
same
going,
shot they're using.
Not, yeah, they're using the same shot. It's like he's an Olympic parent.
What's he doing there? That's not good enough, son.
Well, he's sort of like fairly nonplussed.
Yeah.
Not really that into it.
He's not blown away by any of it.
No.
By any of it. Nothing,
not your personal
nothing amazes
journey.
Him. Every time it cuts to him and everybody else's parents are cheering with banners and Nick's just sat
everyone's
there looking deflated.
It's warm in here, isn't it? What time did he say it finished again?
Yeah, it's too warm for that. I should have got a water and a pop.
To be fair to my dad, like last week, he just said to me, he sent me a text and was like, I'm going to come to the show tonight. I've changed all my meetings to London. So the guy works from home. His office is in his house, but he changed all of his meetings so he could come down last week. But now they've obviously got this one clip of him.
They're going, feeding
let's
it
get more of Nick on.
Let's
get more
of Nick Coulson, on. Let's go. And he's just sat there at the end.
They're coming Friday. Friday, I've got full family. I've got a good guest list of 35 Friday. And I've said I want banners, I want t-shirts, I want everything.
They don't really focus too much on the crowd, to be fair. So it actually makes it doesn't make it too much of a thing in that way.
The crowd were great tonight. That bit on the swim where it feels quite
well, I imagine everything just echoes.
Yeah, but there was that moment where I knew that everyone in that thing wanted me to finish. Those last 5 seconds when it was just me
it's
swimming.
It's a bit sort of Racing Stripes.
It is.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
It's the underdog. It's the underdog. High School Musical. It's Troy Bolton's comeback in the 16th minute.
It is.
I was watching that clip.
It's the golf song.
Headphones on before I go out. Bet on it. Yeah.
So we've gone off swimming now and we're going into last final of the dive. Jack's favourite event, I'm feeling here.
Yeah.
So you get to pick your board. Some people have got a bit, we've got into a bit of a nosebleed now, haven't we? We've gone off, what was it, 3 metres?
5 metres, 7 or 10 you could choose.
Yeah. No, 3, 5, 7.5, 10.
Right. Okay. So you went off...
5.
5.
Yeah.
Good dive. Slightly hit your knackers, I feel.
It was the head, Ben. I mean, I don't know how it came across, but when I did it
came
on the night,
fine. Came
I slapped
fine.
My head and it hurt. Mm. Like, my eyes hurt. To the point where I got out of the pool and Olivia went, have you got concussion? Like, what's he... Like, it did hurt.
Why were your hands separated?
It's weird with the diving. The one thing that I learned, like, a bit of boring sporty technique here... Obviously, the higher you dive from, the more relaxed you need to be because you waste energy when you're diving. The time you need to be tense and have everything ready is when you enter the pool. So the higher, because I spent so much time going off the 3 meter, you can just get away with being tense straight away. Whereas on the 5, you've got to be relaxed to get yourself into the shape, and then you've got to tense up to enter the water. And I just don't think, I think I probably tensed up with my hands in the wrong place and my hands split on the water. Mm. So I didn't break that fall. Because that the fall basically protects your head. And I just didn't get it quite right. But I'd still done it well happy. Fourth. I mean, I know I've skipped your big moment there.
You skipped the moment there, but that's fair enough. Clacky balls, you got a fourth. It wasn't. So Jack, let's see what Jack had you. Jack had you at 6.
Steady. Cheers, away. Jack, for the optimism.
Six. There's a few sixes there. But 6, I get it. I had you at 2.
No one fancied the 10 metre, the big guns.
What you had to work out, Jack, was, because me and my partner, Rebecca, spoke about going on the 7.5, but what you had to work out, what was the best way to play it? Because do you do a harder dive off a smaller board and get it right, and get a big score, or do you just go for the ballsy statement, and if you get it wrong, get a low score, which is kind of the risk versus reward, because the difficulty was times by a certain number. So because what me and Rebecca had said, our best dive is head first, which is a difficult dive. So, you know,
so you'd have to go head first 10 metre, that's a tricky.
So we basically said, let's go head first off the 5 and get it right, rather than going 7.5 and doing feet you first.
You clacked your knacks on 5, yeah. Who knows what would have happened 10. At 10.
If I'd have done what I did on 5 on 10, game over. I wouldn't be here now.
No.
we've not got Coulson tonight because he's in... Stratford A&E.
But don't they bubble the water a bit to make it a
bit
softer?
They hit jets and it kind of, so the water's moving when you hit it.
So we've done the dive and now we go the big event. This was the big event. This is the one me and Jack have been talking about a lot. Canoe slalom.
Yeah. My event, boys. My event.
So Ryan kicks off first, doesn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
And I was. He did very well.
Yeah.
He got Jack, down it all.
That was
and he
the
went
first.
Through, he got down it all, and he got through every gate.
and that was the first event we recorded. And imagine when the producers come over and say, this is the order, Ryan, you're going first. So he's starting us off. So that is pressure. And he went relaxed and hit every gate, and he set the standard straight off, didn't he, Ryan?
He set the standard. He got down.
Yeah. He didn't capsize. He hit every gate. It's like, wow, that's almost the perfect run.
They skip everyone else.
They skipped a few.
They skipped a few, and they just go to you. You come off the travelator. You're on the blow-up kayak.
Yeah, which I've asked to keep, by the way.
You asked to keep. Can I have that one? Can you spray it in gold?
I'll take it on the tube home with me.
And then you're off, and very, very strong. I thought, personally, he's bagged this. It's one.
You were pissing it.
Yeah, you were fast.
Absolutely pissing it.
Yeah. Out of everyone on the water, you looked the strongest. Easily. Easily.
You just got to that bottom thing, and I think the commentator said he's 2 seconds behind Ryan. That's,
I think,
all you were.
A second, actually.
Right at that, just before you capsized and got caught in that corner, you were like a second behind Ryan.
And what happened was, basically, when your boat goes parallel and there's a block, you have to lean into the block. So what I was thinking is, I'm going to lean into the block, bounce off the block, and it's going to put me in the right position for the next gate. And I've leaned in the block, and I've almost parallel parked on the block. I was out the water on one side of the boat, and there was water going in on the other side of the boat. So I was thinking, what the hell do I do here? Because I need to get myself off this block, because this water is just going to capsize the boat. And it did. I mean, it felt like when I was in that boat, it felt like I was parallel parked for like a minute.
Seconds.
Yeah, because my head was going, this has never happened in training. What do I do? Like, I was looking up at our Olympian, Fiona, and I was like, what do I do? And I was literally, I think you can see in the video, I take one hand off the paddle because I'm about to try and push myself off the block.
Can you do that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But then, Jack, literally, I felt a tear fall as I kind of just slowly.
Yeah, you just slowly realised it was the capsize. Because you'd been so strong. They also commentated on your face.
Yeah, facials. I need to work on that, don't I? I need to go to school for facial practice.
Your gurning canoe slalom was strong. But to be fair, Coles, I thought he's bagged this.
I was a bit gutted, wasn't I, as well? Did it come across that I was gutted?
No.
Not
they
all.
Went to Wes. No. Okay, they went to Wes and then showed Wes going down. And the thing that was great was you definitely looked like you could...
Knew what
you
I was
could
doing.
Do it. Yeah, you could do it. So, hold on. What did we have? Canoe slalom. Ah, interesting. Canoe slalom. Jack went 2.
Did I?
Yeah.
Mental.
I went 3.
I've let you down, boys. I've let you down.
But you got... Do you get points, Jack?
Do you know what, though?
Yeah, so I get 1 point for...
1 point
if he'd have finished, if he'd have finished that, he would have been there or thereabouts because he were on course for the same time as Ryan.
Yeah, I think I'd have hit the gates as well.
The thing is, as well, is you got good upper body power. So when it got to the end of the race, you still would have had a bit of power,
yeah.
So there we go. So we've done your events. And then the swimming was the final event, wasn't it, for the girls?
The girls. And I am buzzing. Olivia Atwood, I absolutely adore. Like, me and her are in a party planning committee, so we're organizing a wrap party, me and her. We've had breakfast meetings, and I know how much she wanted that.
We've
today
had breakfast meetings.
Yeah, she did say she did, to be fair.
She was great.
I think that's the thing that is great about this show, is that it feels like there's almost something for everyone. And like that was Liv's moment, and that was her event, and for her to go out and smash it, like, I was really buzzing for her.
She did really well. So, Colson, like yesterday, we've got some good luck messages. We've had the response to you's been extremely good. Big green room today, wasn't it, Jack? Chat about it.
Everybody talking about it. See the games last night? See the games?
We recorded the games. We are the games.
Did you say, it's not about the games, it's about the Olympics?
It's about Colson's personal journey, that's what I said. He couldn't swim a day ago. Every time it gets changed, I change the time. He literally...
I did have a look today to find out when the first lesson was, and it was the 13th of February.
And now his fingers are webbing.
Here he is, like a fish. So Tom on Instagram, brilliant. Can't wait to watch him tonight. Just don't do a Leeds and get relegated.
Oof. That's an early call for Tom. Tom, I was on level 10, and that's really brought me down.
I hadn't read that one. We were doing really well. It's gone a bit sour in here now.
What a bitter end to a lovely family show that we're recording here.
You did very well on the swim, but Leeds are getting relegated. Kristen on Instagram. But the two nans. Kristen on Instagram. It's not available in Canada, but better believe that I'll be checking the old Instagram and cheering Coulson on. So excited to hear his progress on the daily episode. Fantastic. Fran on Instagram. Come on, Coulson, you can do this. Remember, whatever happens, you're still a winner because you've come so far to get here. Ben and Jack, be nice to him. Brilliant. Denise on Instagram, wishing you great success in all events. Win or lose,
we're on the booze.
No, you should be so proud of yourself. But of course, Coulson, just like yesterday, we had a special message.
Oh, no.
And tonight, we're going to have another special message. So our producer, Henry, is about to play that to you.
Well, of course, good luck in the game. smash it and chase them down.
Good luck, Coulson, in the game this week. Go well.
Go well, of course, in the game this week, mate.
I've got a game called Smash It, mate. You'll do us proud.
Good luck, Tinks. I hope you don't come last in every event.
Hiya, Coulson. Just saying good luck for next week. The live show, so no pressure. And if you are struggling at any point, just think about Cass losing. That'll help you run a little bit quicker or throw a little bit further. But most of all, just wanted to enjoy it. And enjoy it by being disciplined. You've got the whole of Cass supporting you. Go well, mate. I'm sure you'll do us proud.
So there we go. Quite a message. A lot of nudity there from your mates at Cass Cricket Club. How do you feel?
I feel very happy. Now I know this is a nightly thing. I'm almost getting scared now because if you get my mum and dad on, I don't.
No, we'd never do that. We wouldn't do that. Of course, we wouldn't. We wouldn't get Nick on.
I mean, I don't know how you've got hold of Wayners because I can't get him to text me back. So you've done better than I have.
Coulson, producer Henry asked me to ask your mum and dad for a good luck message.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to do it on the sort of cinema club thing, so because you'd be able to see
it, yeah,
the message. So I messaged your mum and dad and said, would you be able to do a good luck message for Coles? And they went, yeah. I went, send it on here. Pie.
They've not done it.
They haven't done it. Huge pie to the
huge
face.
Huge pie. It's an aquatic pie. It's a dive pie. You've gone off the top board. Your shorts have come off and you've cracked your neck. Nothing from your parents. Nothing from Nick.
He probably said, I'm too busy watching every event.
So I don't think we will get anything from your parents. So, Coulson, just briefly, tell us, what is it? What's it tonight? Because they're going to be listening to it. This morning, tonight, what events are tonight?
Wednesday's show, biggie. So we've got the heat of the speed climbing.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Knock on the door.
The one that is, it's got to be, it's another week event for me. The hurdles.
Need to start
stretching those hips, I do.
Ooh. It's speed climbing followed by hurdles. Double event day. Who'd ever think you'd hear speed climbing followed by hurdles?
Are they both live? But you haven't done either of them yet?
I think the girls might be doing their 400 tomorrow as well, so they're not looking forward to that.
Tough event. So Coulson, get some sleep.
Yeah, I will do. I really enjoyed listening to today's episode as well. I liked it. It was a nice little, because I get time to go just for a little walk before we have to travel to set. So it was nice. It was nice listening to us, you know, kind of go through it all. I feel like the whole Sofa Cinema Club family is behind me and it's...
I get nervous, Coulson.
Very great.
Yeah, I do.
I got nervous. Yeah, genuinely. I was like, I'm shitting myself for the aquatic centre.
But the pool's all done now. That's all behind us.
Pool's all done.
It's all, just got to deal with behind us.
My other fear, Jack, which is height.
It's all bad. Pool's behind us. So look, don't forget, we're going to be back tomorrow reflecting on the night before.
Yeah. You need another story. You need, like, I couldn't climb walls five weeks ago. Look at me now.
Look at me now. I didn't know what a rope was, and now look at me. I'm up. Keep your good luck messages coming in so that we can read them out to Colson throughout the week. Subscribe on your podcast provider to make sure the episodes are automatically downloaded to your phone every morning. And if you want ad-free episodes, join our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/ Sofa Cinema Club, for more info. Fantastic, Colts. Well done. You absolutely smashed it tonight. You really did. Well done.
Great stuff. Thank you. I will. I'll see you at the top of the climbing wall, hopefully.
Well, Jack will be there.
Until then, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.